الفاميلي جات سندرو del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Neil, thank you for joining us.
Let's get my breath back.
Yeah. What a delightful afternoon. We all had fun. You had a nice time?
Yeah,
good. Let's go home.
Yeah, let's go home. Yeah.
Right. Let's not get you into any trouble.
No, I won't.
I've already commented on what's happened. I'm assuming your halftime chat though with the players will say, "Keep your heads, focus on the football." And when the third goal goes in, you call them over and reaffirm the same message: focus on the football as best you can in very trying circumstances.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Half went through my head. Take them off the pitch and walk home, you know, and that's what the fans said. But
you made the right call.
I know you can't do that. Prouder, listen, the fans first and foremost were absolutely incredible. They've seen it. 100 and plus travelled up here today. They've seen what happens. We've all seen what happens. But like I said to the lads, I don't want to say it's football because it shouldn't be football. That shouldn't be allowed to happen. But it has, and we've got to dust ourselves down and get on the court. You know, go and have a drink with Morpeth. This is nothing to do with Morpeth Football Club. Brilliant football club, brilliant people. Got really well with the manager. Congratulations to them. We've just got to somehow swallow it and just get out of here.
Just going back to that half-time message, because, I mean, the two penalties, fine. The penalty shout here for Gilboy, though. I mean, I thought to myself, there's two options there. Gilboy's either stumbled under his own feet or he's been caught because he's about to shoot. He's not dived. But he's given a yellow card for simulation. And
I'm only just getting to know Lewis because obviously he's only been here 3 or 4 weeks, but you've seen with his performance in terms of his willing running, he's such an honest lad. And I said to him at half time, did he or did he not? He said, "Gaff, I promise you, he's connected." And you know, I've never dived. He said, if anything, he said, I've got to learn to be cleverer in the box. He said, but then I tried to shoot and I didn't get the decision. So, you know, it was a catalogue, you know, and it's disappointing. Mm. You know, talking to Jack Foley coming off at the end of the game, and you know, Jack said the whole stadium stopped on the third goal, and he said Jack's words were, "I grabbed hold of him in an area you shouldn't have done."
Yeah, and Jack doing said, the conga with him.
And Jack said, and, you know, but the line didn't see it and the ref didn't see it. So is it a catalogue of errors or what, or is this level of football just too big? And sometimes you've just got to look at that, maybe.
For Murray Jones, this is actually his first away game for FC United. And it's a learning curve. There's not much we could do with an appeal about that, can we?
No.
He shouldn't be saying whatever he said.
He shouldn't, and he comes straight out and apologise. But he's here to learn, and I'm sure, you know, his host club will come down on that, you know, and they'll ask me or us for our opinion. But he's done it in the heat of the moment. And when we ask for calm heads, cool heads at half time, fortunately, when you cross the white line, you sometimes react in a way you shouldn't do. And, I'm no angel of saying it. I've done it myself.
To be honest, Neil, the commentary is hilarious because we're dumbfounded at playing that. It must be so frustrating. So we'll let him off, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it is frustrating. And you've all been there and you want them not to say anything. But when you see the nature of that goal, it's hard. What do you say? Oh, well done, referee, and just give the ball back and carry on. And second half, you know, I said to our chair today, you know, I jumped over the fence and I went up to the stands and I needed to take that decision because I felt I was only in trouble from the Ashton game. You've got to learn. And I thought just by taking a seat up there and breathing and just being a little bit cool and calculated, that would be a good message as well to the players. So sometimes it doesn't go, and it certainly hasn't gone for us today.
performance-wise, I'm trying to remember what the game was like when it was 11v11. I mean, I thought Guy Hall had a good game. I thought the midfield were good. I think everyone had a decent game today, really, when it was 11v11.
We were talking in the stands, and we've done well first half. We are being maybe as threatening as we can be in the final third, but we did hit the crossbar twice. We could have had a penalty shout, so we did okay. Second half, we're forced to keep into three or four saves, even with 10 men. So, you know, one thing that they didn't do is capitulate and throw the towel in, which was really good. So, you know, there was some pleasing performance. I thought young Joe did well at fullback. You know, Guy did. You know, I thought we were in total control of the first half, and sometimes you can allow one mistake and you try and bounce back. I think we're still confused, man. We need to see it, because George is confident that he's caught the ball. So the referee's told George that he's gone over the top, and that's why he's given the penalty.
We thought it was for Lafferty.
The linesman has said Lafferty. Now, Lafferty said, I've collided with him, but the linesman said one thing and the referee said the other. So there you go. So we're not sure.
It's the goalkeeper's ball, though, isn't it?
Yeah, the goalkeeper kept it in his hand, so we don't know. It's a difficult one, but...
No one's asking the player to get under the goalie.
No one's asking for the penalty either.
Well, sure.
And listen, we got to 32 minutes in the game and he'd already branded 6 yellow cards, and I genuinely asked him a question. You may have heard, I said, are you going to distribute any more yellow cards? And he came over, smiled at me and gave me a yellow card. And that was kind of how the afternoon went. And you can't say anything, you've just got to try and accept it.
So, we accept it, we move on. Workington on Saturday. How do we prepare for that game? And fingers crossed, the pitch will be a bit better.
Yeah, we prepared all week, and I thought the way we started the game showed that we've had a good week in training. Speaking to the fans, and it's an amazing, amazing turnout today. What every one of them said, well done, keep your heads up. There's nothing wrong with the performance, so we've just got to keep building. Yes, we know we've got our kind of our injuries, but next week we might have Jones back. We could have Gabbidon back, so we prepare well this week, and we'll have Atherton against Macclesfield watched on Tuesday because that fell foul to the weather today, and then we'll all train Tuesday, Thursday and get ready for Workington Saturday. But we're not where we are in the league because of today hasn't helped us, but there are signs over the last few weeks that we're making significant improvements, and today we've got to take out the positives because there was a lot.
Yeah, there was.
And we've got to, like I said, somehow sip it and swallow it and go and have a drink with the Morpeth players and officials and fans and then get on the coach and go home.